In the gospel reading today, we hear about the fact that as our Lord was hanging on the cross, having already died, to make sure, I suppose you could say, that in fact he was dead, the soldier took a lance and pierced our Lord's heart. And in so doing, he pierced, obviously, the pericardial sac and the heart itself, so that the water that was around the heart and the blood that was inside the heart still would flow out. This was actually something that the Jewish people did with the Passover lamb. The very last thing that they would do after the lamb had been bled and died, knowing that there was still some blood in the heart, and remember, for kosher laws, the Jewish people couldn't have any meat that had blood in it, and so they had to get all of the blood out. So the very last thing that they would do is to pierce through the ribs into the heart of the lamb so that that blood that was in the heart would flow out. Now we look at what happened with our Lord. He is the Passover lamb that our Heavenly Father has acquired for all of us, his children. Everything that happened to him, even the point of what St. John is talking about, not a bone of him shall you break. That is specifically from the book of Exodus, speaking about the Passover lamb. So that in case we had missed it, well, it's kind of hard to miss it now, because he tells us this fulfills exactly what was prophesied. But then we look a little further, and St. John gives us another prophecy. This one comes from the book of the prophet Zechariah. And it says, they shall look upon him whom they have pierced. It is precisely in looking upon the one who has been pierced that we have our salvation. As the people in the Old Testament had to be able to look at the bronze serpent that was hung up on a pole in order to be healed from the bite of the bronze serpent, so St. Paul tells us Jesus became sin for us and was hung upon the cross. And we have to look upon what we have done in order to be healed. But it goes deeper than that. And that's precisely what we begin to recognize in what St. Paul is talking about in the first reading. And that's that in our Lord's heart being pierced, not merely his hands and his feet, but that final piercing of his heart, we are able then, as St. Paul says, to make known through the church to the principalities and powers of heaven the manifold wisdom of God regarding the eternal purpose he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. Think about that for a minute. The angels of heaven could not understand this. And from all eternity, this was hidden from them. And it is only through the church, which again tells us something very important. It's not even what happened on the cross. Well, it is what happened on the cross, but it's not merely that. But it is the lived out reality of the church that will make this manifest to the angels. Now, what exactly does that mean? That means, as St. Paul says, that we have confidence in Christ to enter into the Holy of Holies through the opening in his Sacred Heart. In other words, the love of God has been shown to us in a human way. The angels could understand God is love. They knew that. They knew that human beings are made in the image and likeness of God. So we are made to love and to be loved, and indeed to be transformed into love itself. But what they could not understand is the love of God in human form. How would humanity be able to grasp the love of God? It is something infinite. It's something even beyond the angels. And yet, God was going to do this in such a way that it would come within the grasp of humanity. And it is only through the lived reality that is taking place in the church that the angels would be able to understand it. So what is it that we're doing that the angels can understand? We're entering into the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and He is entering into us. What happened just a couple of minutes ago at the communion rail? Jesus entered into you. The fullness of His being entered into you. So it's not just that God became man in Jesus Christ. Now, in the fullness of His person, both His humanity and His divinity, He has entered into you. That is the lived reality that the angels are looking at, and they're blown away by it, because this cannot happen for an angel. Only human beings who are alive in the flesh are able to receive God into themselves in the person of Jesus Christ. And our Lord, in turn, receives us. That's the nature of love. So God has given to humanity not only a way to be able to grasp His love, but because the only way we can truly understand love is not in the head, because love is not a concept, but it has to be experienced. And consequently, He has given us a way to know love in the heart, not in the head, by receiving Him, by looking upon Him who has been pierced, to recognize that it is through the opening in His Sacred Heart that we have access, through the grace of God, through the power of God, to this mystery. That is the gift that God has given us. That is the lived out reality happening in the church, that this sacrifice continues to take place so that the Lord in His love for us will be able to enter into us so that we could be transformed and become Christ. Not just made in the image and likeness, but transformed into the Lord Himself. That is what God is calling you and me to do. That is a mystery that the angels could not grasp and still really can't. You and I can't grasp it in our heads either. But the amazing thing is we can grasp it in our hearts if we are willing to open our hearts to let Him in. Again, it's not just enough to go through the motions and receive Holy Communion and say, well, that was cool, I just received God. Yeah, God entered into you, but how much did you actually receive? That depends on how open your heart is. The more you can open your heart, the more you can receive. And the more you can receive, the more you become conformed to Him, because the more you receive, the more you will be able to love. And the more you love, the more Christ-like you become, and you can be transformed into the very person whom you receive in Holy Communion. That is what the church is able to teach the angels. Pretty profound, pretty amazing. Something that we can ponder literally for the rest of eternity. Like the angels, we'll never understand it fully. But that's okay, we don't have to understand it fully. All we have to do is love it fully. Open our hearts to receive His love and love Him in return.